From the studios of Teeing It Up in the swamps of Jersey, this is Teeing It Up with Jeremy Schilling for May 15th, 12:21 p.m. on a Wednesday. Wanted to hop on here and give you some PGA Championship thoughts and stuff gleaned from media transcripts and a bunch of other things. Obviously, what Rory McIlroy did last week at Quail Hollow is remarkable. The way that he just ran away from Xander, who, by the way, still feels like it's, you know, he seems like a guy, like Cantlay, like a bunch of these guys, who just seem due for big time major championship performance. I don't know when it's going to happen, but I do like, I do think that Xander puts himself up there at some point in one of these big events. But a couple things. With Rory, he filed for divorce from his wife, Erica, on Monday. He's scheduled to talk to the media in about a half hour. Says that won't be a part of the conversation. He obviously knew that he was getting divorced on Monday when he won on Sunday at Wells Fargo. It was not breaking news, obviously, for him. I think that speaks to his mental state. For him to be able to compartmentalize as much as he has and then go out there and just shoot the lights out of everything. And also is on the PGA Tour PIF Transaction Completion Committee, whatever they call it, task force. I think speaks to a lot of Rory's game and what Rory can do right now. If Scotty is dominant, there may be no more beautiful player when dominant than Rory. Scheffler's obviously a dad now to a little boy named Bennett. He shot 67 playing with Tony Romo while waiting for the baby. Yes, rounds at home are easier. Yes, rounds at home are not like the real thing. But if he was able to get decent prepping, which he said he was, sky's the limit in my mind for where Scotty could go this week. And that's coming off of winning 4 out of his last 5. And I think that something to watch with Scotty Scheffler early on this week at the PGA is a big boy golf course, Valhalla. You got to hit it straight. You got to hit long. And you got to be able to keep it out of thick rough that's had rain poured on it. So clearly, Kerry Hagan, the setup folks, have put an emphasis on driving the ball well. That's something Scotty does exceptionally well. But we all know with Scotty and that footwork, there's a little tweak of that timing gets off, and he can go way off. So not way off, but some way off. As Tiger said yesterday, if he puts awful, he's in the top 10. If he puts decent, he wins. If he puts great, he wins by 10. And that's from somebody who knows how to run away from people, because that's what Tiger did for all those years. I don't think Scheffler wins this week. I'll get to who I think will win at the end of this, but I do think there is a chance that Sky surprises a lot of us, and fatherhood is not the cause, or not the stopping of this incredible streak that he has been on. I want to read you a quote from the CBS conference call they had about the PGA. The question was asked, what do you think of Brooks running in the form he won the last live event? This is Dottie Pepper's answer. Is anybody surprised? No. The guy has 4 targets on his calendar every year. He seems to figure it out. Reading about him going into Singapore, yeah, very disappointed with his game and what happened at the Masters, never broke par in a round. He felt he was hitting a bunch of good putts and just was waiting for them to go in. Whatever adjustment he made was right on time. So here we go into another major championship, and Brooks seems to be among the top stories. No surprise at all, was the words of Dottie Pepper on the CBS call last week. For Tiger, it's about walking. Simply put, this is a walkable track. Tiger can do this. Can Tiger? It's not an easy walk. It's not medalist. It's not flat. It's a semi-easy walk. Can he do it? And can the game, with very limited reps, pay off? And I say to that, possibly, but doubtful. I just don't think that this is the week for Tiger, unfortunately. I think making the weekend, just like at Augusta, making the weekend, will prove to be the larger win for Tiger. You go to Jordan Spieth, battling a wrist injury that I think has been, and I don't have sources on this, but I think has been underplayed by both him and the media and everybody. I don't think Jordan Spieth's in a good place health-wise. And I know that they've done scans on it, it's okay, whatever. A lot of trust that goes in when you start talking about risks. And if I was Jordan, I'd be careful. Thick rough can ruin a lot of people's health. Which brings me to Will Zalatoris, who originally hurt his back off thick rough. And for Will, rounding into form, slowly but surely on his comeback trail, keep an eye out for him this week to linger. He obviously nearly won this thing a couple years ago at Southern Hills. Keep an eye out for Willie Z. That long putter seems to have solved all his short putting issues. Keep an eye on Will Zalatoris. We've talked about Rory. We've talked about Brooks, Tiger. Long hitters. Cam Young's up there in that category. John Rahm is also up there in that category. He's my pick to win this week because I think he just misses the PGA Tour. I think he misses these guys. I think he genuinely misses being around these people. I know that what he said this week in sense to Aaron Oberholzer, maybe he will take that to heart and just run with it. I really think that the things that can happen sometimes to golfers in their heads to use as motivation, we never know what they are, but sometimes they prove to be the perfect piece at the right moment. I also wanted to talk about Ludvig Åberg, who pulled out of Wells Fargo with a knee injury. SVP said, Scott Van Pelt, that is. Ludvig was on his program last week. Scott, he said in the conference call and said, quote, he basically just said that the knee had been bugging him a little bit. I thought it made the most sense to not play Wells Fargo to get ready for this week. Swelling was the term that the team used to describe that. Knees and swelling. I like him. I like his game a lot. I like him, but swelling knees, not good. Not good. Oh, man. I just don't know how to feel about him. I don't know how to feel about him. We have not talked, I don't think, about Justin Thomas, who... This is his home event, Valhalla Country Club, Louisville, Kentucky. Rounding in the form, it seems like, slowly but surely. I don't think this is the week. As I said, I think Rahm wins. But it's a lot of pressure to play in front of your home fans. Some only get to do it once in a while. And I think he gives it a run. I think he comes up short. That's my feel about JT, but we shall see where this goes. Ultimately, I think we have a Rahm, Rory, trying to think who else, Brooks, maybe Cam Young, shootout in the end. Valhalla has led to tight finishes. It really has. So don't be surprised if you got a lot of guys close together. Don't be surprised if we may end up in a playoff here. A lot of things that could happen at Valhalla. But John Rahm is my pick to win the 2024 PGA Championship. My thanks to the CBS and ESPN PR folks for their time on the conference calls. So to use this information for a podcast like this, and remember that you can watch the PGA Championship on ESPN Plus, ESPN, and CBS over the next 4 days. We shall see you soon, and please, Knicks, win game six so I can watch the PGA in peace and not have to worry about a game seven at the same time. Please, give me peace. Give me peace. We'll see you later. Have fun, everybody.